This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Jeremiah, Nathan Sample.
Hey, Nathan. How you doing?
Oh, hot.
How was the college class?
Oh, man. I get kicked in the mouth.
Well, at least you're able to do it with your son. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had to set the college classroom.
Uh-huh.
21 years.
Wow. Well. Well, have the college girls changed?
No, wish I was back there.
I understand that.
Wish I was back there knowing now what I know.
Exactly.
Wish I was back.
Well, at least you'll be able to help your son, right? Try to teach him.
Yeah, wish I was back.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me know what's going on, Nathan. I'm trying to get this settled for you. I mean, what's the situation with that?
Here's the deal with that. Last year in the fall,
mm-hmm.
I had a deal with Rapid.
Okay.
Okay. We was right there and getting it paid off. You know what I thought was pretty close to having it paid off. It was. They called, you know, and offered the, you know, hey, we need to, you know, we'll offer you a renewal at this amount, you know, and go this right now, and here's what we're going to do. And I said, okay, you know, so we looked at it and everything. Well, we done it. And then when it got done, ended up, they misquoted what I owed, what I had remaining, was misquoted on paper by about $9,000.
Hmm.
And then there was a $6,000 renewal fee.
What?
That I had, you know, nothing, no disclosure or nothing on it. So I called and expressed my displeasure. I mean, I didn't cuss, threat to kill nobody or nothing like that. I just said, you know, hey, this ain't going to work. Well, this is, you know, a legally binding document, yada, yada, yada. So I went and talked to my lawyer, took him all the papers I had. And if you look on my bank statements at COR, that mm-hmm. is paying my lawyer to pay them till their deal is done. They ended up settling, but back to what was originally said, minus the $9,000 we had to keep, because, I mean, it was actually there, but the $6,000 fee or whatever, and, I mean, I didn't try to do nothing for ignorance or whatever. I just wanted to get them paid, and I signed a thing with my lawyer saying I would not have any business dealings or conversations with Rapid.
Okay. Can your lawyer call them and get a payoff letter from them?
Yeah, I'm sure he can, probably.
Okay.
I say he can. Now, I don't know. I just have to ask him.
Well, what's the balance left on that, Nathan? Do you know?
I'd have to call him and see. I'm not sure.
Well, here, why don't we just get whatever is left on there and have them paid off with, we'll redo your loan. We'll get it for whatever, it's a little bit higher, whatever. It's got to be, like, less than $5,000 by now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we just get you 63 instead of 58 and then get them paid off and just be done with them?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to call him to see, because, like I said, I'm not a, I mean, everything goes through him. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't pay them anything.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
I pay him, and he pays them.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because, you know, I ended up talking way up the ladder, you know, about that, you know, number one, a $6,000 renewal fee is just screwing somebody.
That's crazy. I've never even heard of that. So that is crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's just, that's just screwing somebody, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, they catch you when, I mean, I guess, like me and the lawyer talked when we first done that, I mean, like me, you know, I know business and stuff, you know, and all that, and financing and all, but I don't sit in the office all day and review all these documents and stuff, and I should have, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I give him those documents and all that they sent to me, that's nowhere on there.
Yeah.
It's no, I mean, it's nowhere to be found, because if it was, you know, nobody would do it. And what it says, if you read far enough down in there, that on a uncollateraled, unsecured cash advance or whatever, a renewal fee is assessed. So that's where they screw you at.
Huh.
So when they assess it, they assess the hell out of it.
Well, yeah, they sure did assess the hell out of it. Damn. Well, that was funny. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, now it all makes sense, though. I'm like, okay, now I get it. You know, it's like, all right. So this is what I think we can do to fix it. If you can get your lawyer to get a payoff letter, I can restructure the loan and get you a little bit more if you find out what the balance is, and we can pay them and you can be done with them.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can go ahead and just finish this loan up and get you what you need. Were you able to take out more loans after this? How did you take out another one with Ace?
I just did.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, see if we can make that happen from your lawyer, if he can get a payoff letter.
Okay.
And then if you'd like, I can restructure it, get you a little bit more, whatever the balance would be, and then just add it in on top of that 58.
Okay. All right, because I need, I'll have to get a, which he'll have all that. He should have the account number and, you know, as far as what my account number is with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Great.
To get that.
Yeah, if you can call and get that in, just let them know that, yeah, I want to take care of it and pay it off. We can get that structured, and I'll redo the loan.
Yeah. All right. I'll call him right now.
Perfect. Keep me posted, Nathan. Don't let them assess you any other way.
I won't be guilty of that anymore. Yeah. The other night when you sent all of them, I spent about an hour and a half reading every word.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've never heard of that, so I'm like, what? How does that make sense? That is definitely screwing somebody.
Yes.
So I understand.
Because you can.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, but how do you expect people to keep doing business with you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that part. So.
Well, with the business that I was in, basically what he said was that, you know, I'm like a unheard of type business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they didn't care.
Yeah. I guess you can call me old-fashioned. I just don't feel like you should treat people that, you know, that way. So
yeah, I don't either.
You know, I'm the type where you treat people how you want to be treated. So
yeah, wise man, say the least.
I don't blame you. I would have been pissed off too. That's crazy. But all right, give your lawyer a call and then be in touch with me, and then we'll get this worked out.
All right, thank you.
All right, Nathan.
All right.
Bye.